Good evening. Welcome to the Tuesday night concert of the fourth week of the 96 Augusta Heritage Workshops. I'm glad to see all you folks here, and the rain held off long enough for most of you to get in here dry, and hopefully you're ready to sit back and listen to just a wonderful, wonderful evening of music. And I'm going to get rolling right along. I was told to keep things very brief. So how many of you have seen one of these catalogs that have been out now for a while? And I'm sure you've all read about all the glorious and wonderful performers and all the wonderful things about them. So there's no need of me saying anything other than just giving you their names. But in case there's just a few of you who haven't had a chance to read these wonderful accolades in here about the performers this evening, our first group is coming down from New England, and they're on Dance Week staff. They are providing music for the couples dances and the contra dance classes. If you did read the catalog, then you would know that Jeremiah McLean has been here for two previous years with two different bands, both Fresh Fish and the Clayfoot Strutters. And Keith Murphy is a Canadian foot percussionist in addition to his guitar playing. And also that Becky Tracy, her fiddling propels dancers across the floor. So this combination of musicians are known as Nightingale. Please make them welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Those were three tunes from some pretty far-flung places. The first was an Irish tune called Ballygow. The second tune was written by a friend of ours, and she lives in Seattle, Washington. Her name is Anita Anderson, and that's called The Bus Stop. And the third tune is called McDonald's, and it's a Cape Breton or Scottish tune, actually, that we learned from a Quebecois group. So there's quite a mixture there.
We're going to do a song now from Newfoundland, from the east coast of Canada, which is where I'm from. And it's a song about a musician, about a drummer, to be specific. And this drummer doesn't have a lot of money, which is not surprising because most drummers don't. This guy only really has one gig, and that's in the army because he's a soldier. So he's working away in the army, and but luckily he happens to meet and fall in love with and ultimately marry a very wealthy woman, which is what most musicians and certainly all drummers hope will happen to them. So they get married, and she buys his way out of the army, and he retires to a life of happiness and apparent happiness and luxury. But in leaving the army, he loses his only gig, you see, and in fact, he ends up stopping playing music entirely. And that's where the original song that we found ended. So we didn't think that was a very happy ending or a very good storyline to be disseminating. So we wrote another verse and we added it on, wherein the drummer gets to sneak out of the house late on weekends and play a few tunes with his buddies. Which we thought a much happier ending until someone said yes for everyone but the neighbors. But anyway, so it's the Discharge Drummer, and it's from this song, incidentally, that we take the title from our second and newest recording, which in fact only came out a few weeks ago, and it's Sometimes When the Moon is High.
While I love your music, sweet, likewise your attitude too. And if you consent to marry or to lie by my side, I'll buy you your discharge, my love, in the carriage you will ride. Poor man is me. Oh, that you may depend on the lady may reply. For if I don't wed with you, young man, I'll never be made a bride. This couple, they got married with servants at their call. And the drummer's not a playing among his comrades all. But sometimes when the moon is high, this drummer steals away and plays on his old army drum.
Set of tunes for you. These are tunes from France. The first tune is actually from the northwest part of France called Brittany. It's an old song. And the second tune is a recent composition of an accordion player called Frederick Paris. And it's a tune he calls Retour de Montagnac. So we thank you for coming out and hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Nightingale. If you would like to be propelled across the dance floor by their music, please come and join us Friday night for the open dance to end Augusta Dance Week up in the pavilion. And you also can experience that ecstasy of dance that is happening in the last fourth period of the day. It's named Dance Ecstasy. How many of you were here last year? Then I'm sure you remember how embarrassed I was to make all these special notes. And then you get out here and the light's shining in your eyes and you can't read them anyway. So once again, I forgot to introduce myself, and I'm here I stand all embarrassed again for the second year in a row. I'm Rodney Sutton. I'm co-coordinator of Dance Week. And I think Eileen and I figured out that this is our 20th year of being at Augusta. This keeps getting better. This next little story I just want to stick in here because my trusty stage crew informed me this will take a little while. Really would fit in probably better with a Thursday night concert, but Keith gave me an opening to grab this one out of my brain somewhere when he was doing foot percussions. This past Saturday, I was at this big, huge street festival in Asheville, North Carolina, called Bell Share, and I was doing a beginning clogging workshop. And we didn't have any music like that to dance to, so we were dancing to traditional music, and the sound guy up on the stage actually was watching what was going on. I saw him up there. He was kind of trying this beginning stuff, and later on he said, you know, I think you could possibly teach me how to clog. He says, my girlfriend is always trying to get me to dance, and I can't dance. I hate to dance. And just last week she was trying to get me to clog, and said she's always dragging me out. The only thing I'll really do with her is slow dancing, and she was really giving me a hard time about clogging. And he said, I said to my girlfriend, you know the difference between you and me slow dancing and you and me clogging? And she said, no. He says, well, when you and I slow dance, I step on your feet. But when I clog, I step on my feet, and I just ain't gonna do it. So I thought I'd heard just about, you know, you think after all these years doing this, you've heard different explanations and reasons why people aren't gonna join in. I'd like to take time right now to remind you that all of the folks you see on the concert here this evening, including also people that are here for all the other classes, will have tapes and CDs and different things for sale. The Augusta store will be out here in the lobby, and you may make purchases at that time. And this concert is being recorded, and a CD or tape, and both hopefully, will be available next year, and you can place orders for the recordings from this week and all other weeks out in the lobby also. Well, it looks like things are moving right along, and I think I'll go ahead with this. We were talking about the catalog, okay, earlier, and in case you didn't read the catalog, then you wouldn't know this information. If you did read the catalog, then this, you know, maybe will jog your memory. This next set is going to be a combination of three performers that are all here teaching. And Kara Mueller is here teaching alto harp. Neil Hellman is here teaching mountain dulcimer. And Nettie Arvelo is here teaching folk percussion. And if you read the catalog, you might know that Kara Mueller was the 86th Winfield, Kansas International Alto Harp Champion, and that Neil Hellman has written many books, including one on the Beatles alto harp, a Beatles dulcimer book. That's it. He's the dulcimer fellow, the Beatles dulcimer book, and that Nettie Arvelo is, let's see. Oh, I know what it was. I was going to inform you of is that Nettie is given credit for creating a whole new type of Caribbean African percussion and rhythm that's called soca. So please make welcome what's sure to be an interesting combination of music, and they're also going to bring some guests up, Kara Mueller, Neil Hellman, and Nettie Arvelo.
Thank you. We're going to start off with a contemporary piece written by one of my dulcimer mentors, Richard Fregna, who left this earth far too early. And he used to pretend he was a blind street singer in Paris, and he'd hang out in front of the Jardin des Tuileries, and he'd play this tune, and it's called Tuileries. Here's something new and something old at the same time. The first tune to be by a gentleman who was here last week, Seamus Egan, great banjo everything player, and it's called The Week in January. I'm going to follow that with a great old-timey tune from East Tennessee called Fiddlin' Bagpipe. Thank you.
We'll be back.
Well, thank you very much. That's all my seven students clapping really loud, isn't it? Okay. Well, I've been this is the year of the song, and I like to sing once in a while, and I've been very interested in the music of the American Shakers. And the Shakers came here in turn of the, well, about the time of the American Revolution, reached their height around the time of the Civil War, kind of died out, but they reached 6,000 members of the United Society of Believers around 1840. And although they're famous for their furniture and their crafts, they wrote beautiful, beautiful songs, really kind of universal messages. And this is one of, and this is one of them. And it's called "I Will Bow and Be Simple."
I will bow and be simple. I will bow and be free. I will bow and be humble, yea, bow like the willow tree. I will bow and be simple. I will bow and be free. I will bow and be humble, yea, bow like the willow tree. I will bow, this is the token. I will wear the easy yoke. I will bend and be broken. Yea, I'll fall upon the rock. I will bow, this is the token. I will wear the easy yoke. I will bow and be broken. Yea, I'll fall upon the rock.